In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Notice last night it got dark at 7 o'clock. Days are getting shorter. Daylight savings time is about to end in a couple of weekends. Now, I happen to be a big fan of daylight savings time. I know not everyone is, and some really don't care either way. But a couple of weeks away, it'll be over for the year. And whether you like the practice or not, if you work with me a little bit, I think we can find a great spiritual lesson in the practice, nonetheless. See, back in March, we all sacrificed an hour of sleep. What do we get in return for that hour? Well, every day, we get an extra hour of usable light. Now again, I acknowledge that's my schedule, and I ask you to work with me. I find daylight more usable at 9 p.m. than I do at 3:30 a.m., which is when it would get light if we didn't have daylight savings in the summer. So we give up. We invest 1 hour of sleep in March, and we get an extra hour of what I call usable light for some 230 evenings. 230 hours of evening light in exchange for 1 hour of sleep. Is that a good investment? Well, as the old TV commercials used to say, but wait, there's more. Come November, you're going to get your hour of sleep back. You don't even really give it up in March. March you is lending it to November you. You get 230 hours of evening daylight all summer, and it costs you nothing. All I have to do is lend future me 1 hour of sleep, which I will give myself back in November. Now what, you may be asking yourself, does this have to do with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Father Chris said there was a spiritual lesson. Let's hear it. Today, in the epistle to the Corinthians, Paul tells us, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. And whatever we do, God will multiply the fruits of our righteousness. He will increase the seed that we have planted. So the more we invest in his work, the more we invest, the more that we give of things spiritual, the greater the effect. Doing good in the name of Jesus Christ is like sowing seeds. We don't lose what we do. We don't lose what we give. I mean, to begin with, God provided the seed in the first place, so we're not losing anything of our own to begin with. But in the second place, it is invested in the kingdom and it's multiplied. We receive back far more than we could possibly put in. Well, let's consider some examples. 2 weeks ago at Adult Education, we brainstormed ideas to invest spiritually a little deeper than we may have been doing recently. And they were pretty simple ideas, but I think they were good ones. Some of the ideas we brainstormed include serve dinners to low-income folks. Another idea was disaster relief, whether donating or if the disaster was local, actually physically going and helping. Another idea was day retreats on various topics, bereavement, ministering to the sick, couple or family day retreats. Another was a choir concert. Another idea was visitation ministry to shut-ins. And there are lots more, but you get the idea. All of these require an investment of time, an investment of presence, an investment of talent, maybe even a little bit of money. But every one of these would return so much more. God takes what we offer, he multiplies and increases the fruits of your righteousness and gives back a thousandfold. You know, when Matt Super planted the cornfield next to the church, he didn't just plant 10 kernels and say to himself, I think I'll keep the rest to myself. He covered the whole field with kernels up and down every single row, knowing that for every kernel he planted, he'd soon not only get a corn plant, but a cob with dozens more kernels each. You can't comprehend how many kernels of corn are in that field right now. I mean, someone could probably do the math, but you'd have to count awfully high. Now, when we talk about spiritual investment, about sowing bountifully, God is going to multiply beyond the things that we can count. And I don't mean we're guaranteed an increase in the number of members of Holy Trinity Orthodox Church. And I certainly, this isn't about offerings and treasury reports going up. When we talk about spiritual investment, we're talking about spiritual growth. We're talking about touching the hearts and the souls of the broken. We're talking about touching people who are hungry and thirsty with the grace of the Holy Spirit, touching them with knowing the person of Jesus, of tasting his love and his mercy and his acceptance. You know, if we did some kind of singing ministry, for example, we're talking about multiplying joy and peace in the ears and hearts of the hearers in a way that only music can do. If we did a bereavement group, we're talking about soothing the pain of grief in our neighbors, maybe even ourselves, with the healing power that Jesus brings. Now, this is multiplied beyond ways that we can possibly imagine it happening. If we sow bountifully in the hearts and souls of neighbors, the return God gives will astound us. I think there's one more thing we need to not forget. Don't forget to sow spiritual seed in yourself. It's hard to give what you don't have. If the well is dry, what can you offer someone else to drink? You know, Jesus frequently went off on his own to pray, and he was the divine Son of God. What should that teach us? It should teach us that our own souls need to be sown with his word as well. Nobody here who spends an extra 5 minutes in quiet prayer, in quiet scripture reading, in listening to the promptings of the Holy Spirit will not be blessed beyond your expectations. You can't outgive God. Just like with daylight savings, you're not losing an hour of sleep but lending it to your future self with the benefit of additional light every evening of summer. 5 minutes of extra spiritual investment in the morning isn't giving away 5 minutes. It's not time you forfeit or time you lose. It's a gift to your future self that you can draw from all day long. It's something that's going to give back to you all day long. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully, because we cannot outgive God. Amen.